Praise the Lord, good evening. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this day. We bless you, magnify you. Thank you for the strength that you give us from morning till now, that all that we are able to achieve and do. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I know it is time of worship, O God. And as we come to you, Lord, we pray you will take our burden, you will help us, and also you will speak to us, Lord, tonight in a special way in each and every one of us. Lord, I pray and ask you to bless each and everyone here, our brothers and sisters, and also our brothers and sisters in other places, in Abu Dhabi, Lord, in Fujairah, in Asrar Sukhaiman, in Oman, Bahrain, in Kuwait, in Iraq, and Lord, also in Philippines, India, Sri Lanka, Australia, America, Sierra Leone, and also Malawi. We pray, O God, that you stretch out your hand and satisfy all the needs. Solve a problem, solve whatever problems, protection, give good health in the name of Jesus. Watch over the affairs of your church and your people in the name of Jesus. We pray for the protection of each and every one of us from coronavirus, O God. And we pray whatever the purpose of yours of allowing this pandemic to happen, let your purpose prevail in the name of Jesus. I pray also, Lord, that you will fill us once again with the Holy Spirit and use us to evangelize. Oh Lord, we pray for more people to repent, more people to be converted, more people to receive water baptism, and more Bible studies and more congregations to be planted by you. Use all your servants, all the workers, and empower them, Lord, with your word. Inspire us with one vision and one mission to continue to finish the work of yours, to go and make disciples and baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything that you have commanded us. We pray also, Lord, for the protection of all our brethren, jobs and incomes and visas and all the things that they are required in whatever place they are. We pray, Lord, that you will provide and you will help and you will strengthen, O God. We pray also, Lord, for each and every one of us to be the salt of the earth, the light for the world, and we will have the attitude and characters of yours. We pray for more fruit of the Holy Spirit. Pray for love, joy, and peace, gentleness, kindness, self-control, patience, perseverance, faith, faithfulness, generosity, humility. We pray, O God, that all these characters, O Lord, that you will impart this in every one of us. I pray for more holiness. I pray for the fear of yours. I pray for more of us to be filled and refilled with the Holy Ghost. I pray for those who have not yet baptized. You baptize them with the Holy Spirit. Let me speak in tongues, interpretation of tongues. Give the message of wisdom, message of knowledge. Give the gift of prophecy. Teachers and evangelists and also prophets. We pray for gifts of administration, exhortation, giving, and heal, the gift of healing, the gift of faith. Whatever we lack, O God, we trust you, O God. You supply all our needs. We pray also, Lord, for the anointing of this recording tonight. Anoint the songs, the instruments, the message, the item of giving. O Lord, and we pray, unite us with your Holy Spirit, inspire us with your will to go on and save you. Here we are, Lord, anoint our worship and bring us, O God, to the most holy place. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. comforted with you, Lord, and by you, O God, by your presence. Thank you, Lord. Want you, Lord, to receive the glory and honor, the praise that belong to you, Lord. Lord Jesus, you died for us on the cross. You were buried, but you rose in victory, and here we are. We are rejoicing as you are alive, and you are at the right hand of God the Father, interceding for us, and you will come to take us. You are our healer, you are our provider, you are our creator, you are our savior, you are our Lord, and you are the coming lift, and you are the coming king. Oh Lord, we thank you, because we live, you, because you live, we can face tomorrow. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our Redeemer lives. For the hope that we have in you. Thank you for your grace. We thank you for the assurance of salvation, forgiveness. Thank you, Lord, for the way of life that you open to us. We bless you, O God. We are aware that we are not alone, but you are with us, journeying with us, till you come and take us with you. O God, that you increase our love to you and the love to your work and to your word. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, O God. Lead us, O God. Lead us, O Lord, to drink, O Lord, from the fountain of life, from you. Holy Spirit, come and fill us as we sing your praise and giving adoration to the Lord, our God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Your wine that makes me
open. Feed us and satisfy us and comfort us. I pray for a blessing upon each and everyone who listens to your word. Our brethren who are here and to the rest of places, your word will go. Let your word give healing, satisfaction, joy, assurance, restoration, gentleness and kindness, and opening eyes to your people to see your goodness, and they will commit their life to live for you. We bless you, God. This is our prayer in His name. Amen, amen. Let's bring to the Lord what's due for Him of tithes and offering. You know, the more you give to God, the more you receive. And God has His own way to bless. Even when you don't see anything, just you give with faith on God, He will open the windows of heaven and He will rebuke the devourer and He will multiply, He will add, He will do great things. Thank you, God, for all your people with faith has brought to you as is due for you for tithes and offering and first fruits and vows. We pray you fulfill your promise to them. And even I pray, oh God, that those who have no income, jobs, and having difficulties, whether they are here or in other places, satisfy them, oh God. Give them their needs, give them job and incomes, Lord. Give them good health to work, and give them also enjoyment to enjoy the work of their hands. And we pray also, Lord, that this money multiply it, anoint those people who are taking care of it. Not allow any small part of it to be used in a wrong way. Let your will be done. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer in this name. Amen. Amen. We continue today to meditate from the book of Ruth. Amen. We are learning new things, and we find that a lot of spiritual foods we can get when we go and search the Word of God and see what God had hidden of good promises of His Word. And we discussed last sessions about how to care for strangers, and Ruth, she asked Him, why you care for me and I am strangers? And Ruth chapter 2 and verse 11, let us read the answer of Boaz, why he was caring for her. And Boaz answered and said unto her, it hath fully been shown me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knowest not. Therefore he explained to her why he was caring for her. The first reason, she was a widow, because you saw her after the death of your husband. So that's one reason. The second reason, she was a stranger. That was not the land of her nativity. And the third reason he was caring for her is that he admired her response to the call of God, because she left her father and her mother. Yeah, she's like whom? She's like Abraham. When God called Abraham, when he was in Ur Chaldean, and God told him, depart. Let's read Genesis chapter 12. When God told him, leave your father and your mother, you know, that's one of the strong bond between children and parents, no? But certain time God wants us to move in the direction that He wants us to go. I'll read Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 4. Now the Lord God said to unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curse thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abraham departed as the Lord has spoken unto him. He obeyed as Ruth, she obeyed. She left her father and mother, and she went out with her mother-in-law. And Lot went with him, and Abraham was 75 years old when he departed of Haran. Abraham took his wife, and Lot, and he departed from Haran and went to Canaan. And here, Ruth, she responded to the call of God, and she left. He told her, the boss told her, thou hast left thy father and thy mother, and the land of thy nativity, as Abraham did. And he admired that she obeyed God more than her flesh. And also the fourth reason that that boss told her, why he showed her favor, and he told her that all that thou hast done, they have told him, he had heard everything that Ruth have done in her to her mother in law. You know, Jesus see in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 7, they say, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Ruth, she showed mercy to her mother in law, in the same way she received mercy from Boaz, that he showed her mercy as she was looking for job and working, and he was caring for her also. And you know, in this verse, Ruth, she has a good reputation. The report that Boaz hear about her before she reached his field was a good report. And Ruth had worked out for this report, right? Was she working out for it? Yes, she worked out. But she was not doing the things correct because she wanted people to say, oh, she's good. No, that was not in her mind. But in her mind, that she will obey God and do what is her responsibility. And God rewarded her here with a good report. Let's read Proverbs chapter 21. Sometimes you are not aware, but when you are obeying, you are building a good report. And that good report is your CV. Yeah? Those who apply for them, they put very nice CV. And God has another CV for us, what we are doing. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 1. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. So here, that the good name is more powerful than silver and gold, and will give us also a favor. And this is also Ecclesiastes chapter 7. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 1. Again, a good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. So here, good reputation or good name is, you know, ointment here is like something good smell or perfume. It has more effect, that the good name will give a more pleasant feeling to those who hear about it. What we do, it will give us, what we do good will give us reward. Ruth, in her response to God and doing her part towards her mother-in-law, she received a good name, and also she received the favor of the people. In Ruth chapter 2 and verse 12, let us read what Boaz further told to Ruth. Ruth chapter 2 verse 12, the Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. He said, God, he assured that God will recompense you, and God will reward you. She came as a refuge to the Lord God of Israel. When she obeyed God and trusted him, started to do good things. And that is what we have also in the New Testament. When we do good, there is a reward will be for you. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. And God will not forget. God will not forget all the good things that you are doing. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 10. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. He said, God will not forget all your love and what you serve. The ministers mean to serve, what you serve to the saints. And she was serving her mother-in-law who was a believer. God will not forget that for her. And you know, in the book of Revelation chapter 20 and verse 12, you know, we know there's a book of life and there's also the book of deed. There's a book of deed will be open also, and everyone will be just according to his deed. Let's read it in Revelation chapter 20 verse 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. So here, what we do is written also, and we'll be judged according to this work. That's why it most of the Lord will recompense you, and also we'll go back to the Hebrews, and we can read chapter 6 and verse 11. You see, Apostle Paul, when he spoke, he told them God will pay you for the good things that you have done because you are serving the people. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. You say, we don't want you to stop here. If you have done good before, you need to continue. That ye be not slothful, don't be lazy, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Inherit the promises. You need to be patient, and you need to be faithful to continue to do good. You don't know for what God is rewarding you, but there's a reward. And there is also a recompense to what you lost. That's what he said to our boss. But in Ruth chapter 2 and verse 12, the Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord. So there's two things when we do good. Recompense, it is to compensate. If you had lost, because you do this favor, you have lost strength, you have lost money, you have lost time and effort to do something good, God will compensate you. Amen? There's a recompense. In addition to the recompensation, God will also reward. He will reward you. So that is the full assure us that we should not withhold, we should not be lazy, we should not be discouraged if we need to do certain good things towards certain people. No, we have to do it because God is watching. God will reward us and God will recompense us of that. And let's read verse 13, Ruth chapter 2, verse 13. Then she said, let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord, for that thou hast comforted me, and for that thou hast spoken friendly unto thine handmaid, though I be not like unto one of thine handmaidens. Now here, what was the response of Ruth to what Boaz told her? She was comforted, right? And you see here how she is humble. The more she gets humble, and the more she is accepting that she is a stranger, and even the rest of the girl that is in the field, they are better than her. Now the point here now, it's for us. When we see people like that, they are doing all the best they can to please God. What we need to do? We need to speak to them a gentle, kind word so that will comfort them, and that also will help them to continue to persevere, to continue to do the right things that God wants them to do. See the impact of the comfort, this few words that Boaz spoke to the woman. Encourage her. She became more humble. And she was assured, you know, and she was encouraged to ask him also to give her more favor and also to help her. She accepted that she's less than other girls. And she's telling him, you know, I mean, don't expect that I am better than others. No, I see myself less. So please you help me so I can continue to do what is good. In verse 14, and Boaz said unto her at meal time, come thou hither and eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her parched corn, and she did eat, and was sufficient, and left. Now here, when she requests that, she will find favor. Not only that, she will work here, but he after what the favor she received more? What the favor she received more here in verse 14? Can you tell me what favor she received here? She was invited to eat with them. Have you get the point here? Not only that she will collect, but there's also free food coming to her. Now, many people, when they have food given to them in their workplace, free, oh, again, the same food every day we ask. You cannot see that is the blessing of God, the food. The food, the value of it is money. The value of it is time to prepare. And the value of it also effort to prepare the food. See here, there is things we learn from the scriptures. What kind of food she is here? So she was receiving the favor. Anything you receive free is a favor from God. Appreciate it. Now, what kind of the food she received there in her workplace? What was the food? When they ordered Kentucky and Pizza Hut there? Bread and vinegar. It's very simple food, plus parched corn. What is available? Now here the point. Now let's come to discuss. Now she's a poor woman, right? She's working. Now many people when they work and they after they work they will come to eat. The money that they spend on the food more than what they're receiving income. Have you get the point here? So, we must be a good steward. A food that is enough to sustain us. I mean, what is the food here? Bread and vinegar, they live and parched corn. There's nothing expensive food or fatty food. No, simple food, that is enough for the journey, and that is enough for the work to be done. And what she did? She ate. Was she thankful or no? How we know that she was thankful? How we know that she was thankful? She was thankful because she left over. What she do with the leftover? She get it out and she throw it? No, she did not throw the leftover. She kept it with her. What she did with it? The leftover? Let's read verse 18. And she took it up and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned, and she brought forth and gave to her mother and gave to her that she had reserved after she was sufficed. After she was full of the food when they give her, she kept it. She brought it to her mother-in-law and told her, that is leftover, please, that is, you eat. So she was feeding another mouth from what was left over. And now, how we learn stewardship now? Now, people are throwing food. Now, speaking about the fresh food, she ate in the lunch. When she reached home, she's already evening. She gave it to another person. You know, the thing here, speaking about saving, we need to be a good steward. How she was a good steward? She decided to work. Was her work hard or no? Hard work from morning to evening. Okay? And she was also saving. Her style of life was a saving. And also she kept the food. She did not throw. You know, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 13, you know, sometimes people are praying, Lord, bless me, Lord, bless me. Now, when God bless them, they must see the blessing of God. What was the blessing for her? She's getting a job, favor from the boss. She's getting lunch free. Water was also free for her. And also, what she was given to her is more than what she can eat. She kept it for her mother-in-law. She saved it. She keep it. Some people, they say, oh, what is the value of it? A small amount of food. Okay. You know, small amount, yes, small amount. Small amount plus small. Plus small. A small multiplied by 365 days per year. It will be big or no. It will become big. Big. Every day is small, 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 small. Put it together, it becomes big. And that's how we can save. By preserving what we are receiving, not to throw away. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 11. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 11 say, wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. You know, when people by vanity without labor, cheating or whatever, taking advantage, it will go. But the one who gathered by labor, but he that gathered by labor shall increase. She was working hard and she was gathering. She was gleaning from the ground. She kept her leftover food that they give her in the farm. And that will give wealth. That's what we need to learn. How we can see the blessing of God. And how God is blessing us. And how when we obey the commands of the Lord. When we humble down. And when we show humility. You know, the more we are humble, the more God's blessing will flow. The more we are arrogant, the more God's blessing will go away. I've seen many people, they receive free food in their work and they are grumbling against the place that they are working. They are not thankful that God is providing for them food they need. And that food is a treasure. It can be, when it is valued over the years, it will be a good wealth and a good amount of money for them. That's when we will continue next Sunday our series with Life of Ruth and learning new things from God's Word. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your goodness, your faithfulness. We come before the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for your word that give us satisfaction, give us joy. Pray for humility for each and everyone here who hear the message to apply it. And whenever the message will move, oh God, we'll give you glory and honor and give you the praise in the name of Jesus. Oh God, take your word and separate it. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in His name. Amen and amen.